Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. This is your host, Turkey Turchin, on Frosted Tips with Turkey Turchin. Let me introduce my little co-host for today. He's a nice little whippersnapper from Mississippi. His name is Lance Bass. Welcome to the show,
Lance
Bass.
Is that your impression of me, how I start the show?
No, that was my impression of how I start the show.
Well, Turkey Turchin has taken over today because today is a very special episode.
It's very important.
This one is all about Michael here because he has his fave.
My fave. Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell.
Freaking Spice Girls,
yeah.
Y'all.
We tell stories about them all the time. How was your first concert, your first CD?
Yeah.
How Jerry disappointed you because the first concert she left 2 months before.
But I know,
then
she did it
back
just
to
me.
Reunion.
She did.
So we're here to finally get the record straight.
I know. I'm so excited.
I know. And by the way, I've never seen you make lemon water for people before.
Okay, guys. So
he's trying
to be all
fancy.
I prepared it like an hour and a half before she even, she's about to get here. An hour and a half before right now, I prepared it. I had it nicely chilled in the refrigerator with some lemon and a nice pitcher.
It's nice.
I brought out the nice cups.
You are a great host.
I know.
Apparently, when I host this show, I do not provide these things.
Well, I'm just trying to show you what you can aspire to be. This is a learning lesson for you,
God,
this show.
You're such a giver. Such a giver.
Thank you, guys.
So happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it's my favorite time of year, besides Christmas. I'm equal. I'm an equal opportunist with Halloween and Christmas. I can't
really
decide which one I really...
I mean, mine is Halloween.
Yeah.
It's more fun. Well, that's why.
Yeah. More fun.
It's more
but
fun.
Now with kids, I think Christmas might, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Christmas is just like a nice time of year.
I know. But I am super excited that we really took advantage of doing Halloween type things this month. Because sometimes it passes, I'm like, well, I didn't really get to do anything that I really wanted to do. But because of the strike that is continuing to go on, we've had a lot of time on our hands. So we've done Halloween Horror Nights. We've done the Not Scary Farm.
We did the Willows.
The Willows, which, by the way, and of course, if y'all don't live here in Los Angeles, I think it might be coming to different cities at some point. There is an interactive, creepy play called The Willows.
Yes.
And so The Willows is a family, and it's a wake that you go to. Only 15 people go in. You don't really know who's an actor and who's just a guest.
Yeah.
But, and you get to create your own character. So you first have this little, you know, soiree cocktail party. Then you have like a dinner.
And it's in this big abandoned, like old mansion, like a 10,000 square foot mansion.
Right next to the American Horror Story house.
Right next door to that mansion.
Yeah. So imagine that house. It's just creepy, old, haunted.
Yes.
So much fun. But the way they produce this show, you feel like you are in a movie.
I mean, you are in the movie. Yeah. You are in this house. And
I mean, sound effects everywhere. The music gets louder sometimes when you go into the room and something's going to happen.
I know.
Everyone gets separated.
It's such a cool experience.
I heard if you go 14 times, you can see something different. That's how, because I've done three now.
That's how they get you 14 times?
I don't know. Well, I've done it three times, and I tell you, every single time is completely different.
Okay, well, 11 more times to go.
Yeah, but you got to be on the waiting list because this thing sells out in 2 seconds. So go next year.
Yay.
Or when it comes to a city near you. What else did we do this? Oh, trick-or-treating tomorrow. I'm super excited.
And we just got back from New Orleans.
Yeah, oh my God, New Orleans. Y'all, New Orleans, Halloween is spectacular.
It's loco.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun. The gays kind of take it over. I didn't know this. You know, I grew up kind of going to New Orleans.
Well, the gays take over every big Halloween town. The gays, well,
especially
when
you can like dress up as sexy anything.
Yeah, like Miami growing up, like on Lincoln Road, it was like the gays took over. You know, New York, gays take over. In LA, the gays definitely take over West Hollywood.
Well, this is for a big charity thing all weekend. It's the Lazarus Project, which is an amazing organization that provides meals and everything for people in need that are sick. And I just think it's great that all this goes for a good cause, and but also get to have fun. So it was a black tie event the first night. The next night was the big costume party where we were like Tron-like.
Yes.
And then Sunday was a nice little kind of farewell tea party. But I just love that city so much. And we brought so many friends that have never been to New Orleans. And I think this was the perfect way to show them my favorite city. We went on a walking ghost tour to introduce everyone to the whole French Quarter.
Yeah,
The food's amazing. It's just, if you've not been to New Orleans, give it a try. It is just spectacular, especially if you love music and food.
You should be the spokesperson for New Orleans.
Well, I've been trying.
New Orleans, are you listening? Call us, New Orleans.
New Orleans, call me.
Yeah.
New Orleans. All right. Well, let's get to this guest
because
I know she doesn't have too much time today.
Well, then let's get to it.
Okay. So when we come back, we're going to have the one and only Jerry Hallowell.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
It's JoJo Siwa, host of the new podcast, JoJo Siwa Now. It's time to get real up close and personal. I'm going to be talking to you like I'm writing in a journal. You're going to get all of the tea and all of the scoop. I'm also going to be talking to my friends, to people I admire, to people that are trending right now. So you're going to get like JoJo Siwa Now and like now what's going on in the world. It's going to be great, and I really hope you like it. You can listen to JoJo Siwa Now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Today we are super excited, especially Turkey Turchin.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
You know he's excited when he makes lemon water for the guests.
That's right.
He's never made lemon water for any guests.
Well, they were undeserving.
This entire year.
They were undeserving of it.
So this is going to be a special one because we have Geraldine Estelle Hallowell Corner, English singer, songwriter, author, actress. She rose to prominence as Ginger Spice, a member of the girl group Spice Girls, mm-hmm. with over 100 million records sold worldwide. The Spice Girls are the best-selling female group of all time. Their slogan, Girl Power, was most closely associated with Hallowell and her Union Jack dress from 1997, the Brit Awards, and it's also become an endearing symbol.
Oh, yes.
We all know that one. Jerry has written two autobiographies, a series of children's novels, and now she has a brand new novel called Rosie Frost and the Falcon Queen out now.
Yes.
Jerry, welcome to Frosted Tips.
Wow, what an intro.
That was a great intro.
Was all of that true? I mean, sometimes we don't get it right.
I'll take notes. It was okay. Very good. I want to say, you've got a really good voice.
Well, thank you.
He does.
Very nice.
He has a good voice for radio.
Well, I was the bass in NSYNC, yeah, so it's a very radio friendly thing.
Yeah, it's very rich.
Did y'all have, so in Spice Girls, did you have did you have a bass? Did you have a soprano?
Different,
alto?
Different. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think I'm sort of middle and in rich, the middle, mm-hmm. I would say. Yeah. It depends what day you got me on. Sometimes I'm bassier than,
Who would hit the lowest note? Who could go low?
I would say probably Mel B.
That's what I
would say. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm distracted by your little, does your audience know about your little dogs?
Oh,
little
yes. Dog. Everyone loves some Chippendale.
The Chippendales. Oh my goodness. They're slightly, and thank goodness they're cross.
These are very thick, thank goodness, because they have the loudest bark ever. It's
they
like,
feel,
it's
do you know
piercing.
What? Do you know what they've got a look on their face saying? We feel marginalized.
They are marginalized. Yes,
it's
those,
not bad.
We had kids and they were just put out.
Yeah, they are no longer the children of the house anymore. But it's their fault because they don't know how to pee outside. So if they're inside, they're going to mark everywhere.
They mark, lift those legs up on anything.
And you just can't do it. So sometimes we put diapers on them, let them come in. But then sometimes they might snip at a kid. It's just, they're not.
They deserve
not
it.
How old are they?
They are six. Turning, no, they're seven.
Seven?
Yeah, we got them in 2016.
They're very sweet.
They're turning seven in December.
Yeah. But they are, dogs are our furry babies.
They
aren't
are.
They?
My whole life, I've had dogs. Same. I mean, just always had a dog in my life. And I don't think I could ever not have an animal around. Yeah. Especially, well, thank God I haven't had in a while. But breakups are just.
You know what? Actually, when I lived in Los Angeles, I got a dog, Daddy, right? It's Pomeranian, and it just kept me company when I was lonely.
It's so true.
It is nice.
Damn. It is. It's
and especially because I always had bigger dogs. And when you would go through like a breakup, it was
they
just
love you
so,
no matter
they,
what.
They know something's up.
Yes.
They just,
it's a buddy.
They cuddle with you more. They know what is up. And I love that. We don't deserve dogs. We do not deserve dogs.
And they love you for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the most unconditional love you'll ever have.
That's so true.
I even think that probably with our kids too.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
You could tell us.
Like, I can tell you something.
I can't wait for the I hate yous to pop up from them.
It's good job I love you, isn't it?
I know ours are finally saying I love you, and it's the sweetest thing.
Finally.
It is too great. All right, we're going to get into your family. First, we have to talk about Rosie Frost and the Falcon Queen.
Yes.
Congratulations, New York Times bestseller.
Amazing.
With your newest book, Rosie Frost, Falcon Queen. So tell us about the book, because I know it took you 9 years to write. So where did this come from?
Okay, so the time I finish and start, it's 9 years. I would say 7 years in the process. I've always loved the power of words.
Yeah.
You know, I'm no Mariah Carey. I would say my favorite part of being an artist is writing. And but I always put my finger to the wind and say, what does the world need? Okay. And I thought, actually, I think the world needs a new hero, a different kind of hero, someone that's not airbrushed and maybe that's vulnerable. And maybe vulnerability is your superpower, that you don't have to be strong all the time. And I always think if you can see it, you can be it. So whether it's in a movie, a book or music, you know, when you can identify with what somebody's saying or you see it. And so I always felt the importance of that. So I thought, let's find a new character. So that's where Rosie Frost, 9 years ago, was born. And also the friends around her, there's boys in there. The boys are strong, but the boys cry. So it gives you permission for you. You can still be, know, that.
Love that.
That is so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let boys know that.
Yeah.
It's so true. I love that you said give permission, because I say that all the time when people, ask about me coming out and being gay. We're like, well, did you know? Or why didn't you come out early? I'm like, I said, because I was never given permission to come out. I was never given permission to be gay. I was always told by the world that, no, you can't do that. So no one said, you can do that.
And sometimes we sort of process things through movies, through books, through music. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I've always done as a child myself. So I started developing this, and I think a novel, I don't know, do you read a lot?
Not as much.
You haven't got time.
Not now.
Definitely more audibles.
Okay.
I love going to sleep every night to an audible. We've been trying to read this potty training book literally for 2 months, and we still have not found. It would take us just a day. We've still not found the time to just finish this potty training book.
Okay, I'm going to talk about potty training in a minute.
Okay,
I can tell you
because we're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, right now, I understand you do not have time
to read.
For anyone that listening doesn't know that we've got beautiful parents here of 2-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
They're in it.
Yeah.
But you're looking good. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you.
So here's the point. So if you're going to read something, you want something to escape.
Yes.
You want something that's going to uplift you and maybe fill you up spiritually inside out. Okay, I always like that. But it's like hiding vegetables in chocolate. Right. Mm-hmm. So this book is an action adventure, but it's also embedded with history. So it's a modern day adventure, but it transports you back to 500 years ago.
Wow.
Okay, so Queen Elizabeth I, I don't know if you know about the Tudors.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
So she built a school. Her mother, was executed by her father. So therefore, she doesn't really want to get married. That would put you off, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So she builds this school, and it's a school for the polymaths, which is really smart kids, in honor of her mother. Okay. And she says, these students, their ideas will be my heirs. Okay. And it's all on this island, which is a bit like Jurassic Park, but for endangered animals. Okay. Cut to 500 years later, Rosie Frost, she's sent there. Okay, she's like, her mother's just died. She's saying, what the hell am I doing here? And she enters what's called the Falcon Queen Games. And it's a bit like Squid Game. So it's very fast paced, but she meets the Ghost Queen of Anne Boleyn and gives her 4 rules. And these 4 rules, are the same 4 rules that was given to Queen Elizabeth I, that she became the greatest queen ever. Mm. Rosie Frost uses these 4 rules to stand up to bullies, like to go through these games, and like to find the courage she never knew she had. Do you want to know what the 4 rules are?
Yes.
Because I think you might live by these
rules. Let's
especially rule number 4 live by.
Which is my lucky number.
Okay. So number 1 is have courage. Number 1 is have courage. Yes. Take the chance you fear the most. So that would be a bit like do you know what? I want to do something else. Do you know, I want to move on and I want to have my own station podcast. I want to do something. I want to be a painter. I want to paint whatever it is. Okay. That takes courage to put yourself out there. Number two, united we stand, divided we fall. You two need each other. Yeah. Don't you? Without each other, it feels a bit wobbly. Yeah.
So
we
true.
Pull each other over the wall. Okay. Mm-hmm. The third one is never give up. Be the light, serve your kingdom, you'll win your fight. That means basically, if you're of service, right, to whoever it is, you know, whether it's to younger people or, I don't know, you can be inspiring in some way. It puts gas in your tank. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's number three. And the fourth one is your rule. It says, and it's Shakespeare, who also went to this school, okay? To thine own self be true. If you like it not, these rules, make up your own. And I'm looking at you two. You're making your own rules up.
Definitely okay? Make your own rules up.
That which I quite
make
like.
Up his own rules.
Again, so anyone reads this book, big action adventure, but they get the four rules. They can use them in their own life. Basically, that's the point of it.
That's so great. And I mean, how creative you must be to come up with this story. Have you always been this creative, even as a little kid, and wanted to write books?
Yeah, I've always loved the power. Yeah. When I was a child, my parents didn't have a lot of money, and other people would go on vacation. Instead, I went to the library and borrowed a book, and so I could I would transport myself through, you know, the power of a book or music. And so I've always loved writing, and so it's always something. I mean, you two are both creative people.
Yeah.
Okay, for the viewer, for the listener here, I've got to tell you, there is this beautiful painting of a zebra, okay, that you've done, which is absolutely amazing. You need bigger white walls.
I know. We need a bigger house.
Really, really talented.
Thank you.
Do you know what he needs to do?
What's that?
Well, when he's like, really, really old. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. That'll be worth a fortune.
I know he's going to have to kill me.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't
want to
say
away.
It. Yeah. But yeah. I, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I could read between the lines.
Okay. Frida Kahlo. Who is a Falcon Queen? Okay. Mm-hmm. Rosie Frost in this school.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got a Falcon Queen gallery. There is a Falcon King gallery, but focusing on the Falcon Queens. Frida Kahlo. Okay. She was a Falcon Queen. Mm-hmm. You have potential.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice. I really like it.
I'm going to...
What if we just like fake your death for a couple of years?
Right, and then I come back.
And then you come back and it's like...
It's so true. All the greatest artists.
No, you got to be dead.
Oh, hang on a minute. What, Damien Hirst, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah, he's still kicking.
He's still going and charged fortune. But I really do like that zebra, don't you? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Definitely speaks to us for sure.
Or what's the guy from the 60s that is amazing? Come on.
Campbell suit guy, Warhol?
Yeah, Warhol. I mean, Campbell that bright color.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of Warhol.
That's what I love, because I love pops of color. Like, I just need, like, look at the pillows behind you. I need just fun things.
Just look at this house currently.
All of his paintings are always have some kind of crazy fun pops. And
Love it. You're the yin to the yang.
Uh-huh.
Nice. I'll take it.
Yeah, we're very opposite, but it works.
Nice.
It works. So, did you write a lot of music? Actually, let me ask this. Do you like writing music more or writing books more?
Okay, here's the difference. Okay, yeah. I think when you write a song, it's like perfume, or it's like a shot of coffee. Mm-hmm. You've got one moment to make someone feel something.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a beautiful thing. With a novel, you're taking them on an adventure and you've got to keep them the whole way. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a 7-course meal. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the same thing. They're touching your senses and giving you escapism, or giving you the voice. They're giving a voice for the voiceless, or the words that you couldn't find yourself, or just escapism. So it'd be hard to say, but fundamentally, I've always loved writing.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat, because I just never was a great music writer. And it's because I just know the story. I can see the beginning and end immediately, and I can just create this whole world, and then I can write it. With music, I can tell you the story, but I'm horrible with melodies.
Are you? So I like melodies.
And I'm horrible with rhyming.
Oh, really?
So like both of those just kind of deterred me from like really getting into like music writing.
You should
and
do
more
it more
just,
together. Because I'm you're good great with at melodies that. And I'm great with writing.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, maybe you could do it.
Yeah.
So I like the top line melody. I can give you a top line melody that will be earworming. Mm-hmm. And do a bit of, and the words.
Yeah.
But they all serve a purpose.
And just words and story. That's
nice.
Yeah, that's
your visual.
Like, Yeah.
Yes, very, he's very, very
have you ever tried writing?
I have. I've written a few things, and my first children's book comes out next Halloween.
Amazing.
It's, I mean, as a writer, you know, it takes forever to get these books out.
Yeah, 100%. Anybody that tries to write a book,
oh, or my gosh,
you have my absolute chapeau. It's such a discipline.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have a, like a discipline, like format of what you do? For example, I have to, no phone allowed in the room.
Oh,
that's
I
a
know.
Creative killer. Yeah. Not
it
allowed.
Really is.
It is. This one was a little easier because this was an idea I had for years.
Okay.
And so I already had it kind of in my head. And it's a children's book, so it's, you know, not many, many words. But it's called Trick or Treat on Scary Street because I like scary Halloween.
Okay, I can see it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so I just want to tell, there are lots of scary.
But literally over 3 years I've been working on this.
But this is like the this is the most tame this house has been.
Oh, yeah,
Halloween.
You missed.
This is, people ask Lance, us this year, oh, did you decorate for Halloween? And Lance tells everyone no.
I know, because this is not decorating
nothing.
For me. Usually I have, this is what I do for the holidays.
What do you normally do?
Oh, God.
I have 35 Christmas trees. Of all different colors. And then they come for Halloween and I put spider webs and stuff all in them. And I put all these little electronic things and it's a scary fun.
It's a lot.
Like,
hold on a minute. Just rewind. You're emerging Christmas with Halloween.
Yes.
See?
So you're just like,
I told you I was creative.
It's like 3 months of just decorations that make no sense.
My son said to me, we're not allowed to think about Christmas until you got through to Halloween.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Look, I'm a holiday king, right? October 1st. Is the only time that I can start celebrating Halloween.
What?
Yeah, it's true. Like, October 1st. Yeah. And then right after the 31st happens, or Day of the Dead, like November 2nd.
Yeah.
Then all the Halloween stuff is ripped off the trees and it turns into Christmas. Yeah. And then you don't have to move
I
them.
I wish someone had saw your face just then. Yeah. You just saw, you just
light up.
You just look
you
like
don't
it turns
understand.
Into Christmas. He looked like he's in a Disney adventure.
Listen, he's been so depressed because this has not been like Halloween-y enough.
Again, with 2-year-old, like, it's hard to do what you really wanted to do.
Listen, well, calm down.
Can I say something?
It's enough, right?
Yeah. Sometimes less is more.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know.
Oh, Lance
is that okay?
Oh, that's
and also,
never.
There's
he's never
too much on
that.
The table. You can't see the wood for the trees.
I'm learning that,
listen,
Jerry. I really
Lance
am.
Lance has. He doesn't abide by that rule. Remember,
but I'm getting better.
Less
at that.
Is more.
Okay, I'll tell you what it's like. You know when
you
see a really beautiful girl with too much makeup on?
Yeah.
You see, I can't. You don't need that much. You either pick mascara or bright red lipstick, one or the other.
Take this advice, okay?
I'm better though. Like,
do you
I'm
know
better.
What I think?
Jerry Hollowell's telling you this. You just need to live by it.
I think you've definitely matured beautifully. I think you've got even more handsome with age.
I agree.
Yeah, he has, isn't he?
Yes.
Good. You look really good.
That is very sweet of you.
But so do you.
No, well, thank
you.
I mean,
you look amazing.
It's
thank
insane.
You.
I mean, we met, 25 years ago. Do you remember
how
met?
Did you
remember? Oh, you remember
exactly.
That?
In Germany, in an
yes.
airport.
Oh my God. So we were in Germany, I don't know, Cologne or Munich, whatever. And Wannabe had come out maybe a couple months before that. And that thing just blew up so big. And so we lived in Germany at the time. We would see your video all the time. We were just releasing our first song. And we were in the airport. We're like, those girls from that awesome video.
Do you remember what happened though?
What happened? Oh gosh.
Okay. I said, oh, come on then. You were saying, oh, we're coming out with this song, blah, blah. I went, okay then, come on, give us a song. And you guys sang a cappella. And I went, well done. You're very good. You've got potential.
Yeah. That's what, look, we had to prove ourselves. I mean, because.
But you were very good. That's what I remember thinking. These boys are really good at a cappella. That's what I remember.
Yeah, we would sing at the drop of a hat because when we went to Europe, we didn't know what boy bands were, and we didn't know there were 500 of them. Like, oh crap! And everyone thought that we couldn't sing. So anytime anyone would ask,
that's why
let's do it.
That's what really stuck out for me. Yeah. I was like, okay, and then I went, well done, very good.
And I'll never forget that because it was so early. I was 17 years old, and I remember I had a big old zit on my cheek.
So sorry.
And I was so, I'm like, am I really going to take a picture with these girls with a big old zit on my face? It's going to last forever. And it did. It lasted forever.
But just think about that. Here you are now. Okay. New chapter in your life.
Yes.
You've done all right. Because some people that, are young and famous.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's very difficult. And now I'm looking at you. Do you know what I mean? I'd feel very proud if you were my sons. Do you know what I mean? You've turned out all right. Because my mother, she said to me, she's Spanish. She said to me, when I was a little girl, and my father tried to put me on stage very early. And she goes,
I don't want you to end up like Judy Garland on drugs.
Which is true.
I mean, it is true.
And do you find, I mean, I know you went solo after the group, yeah. but I loved being in a group because I felt like I was kept down to earth a lot more. Because I look at Michael Jackson and Britney Spears and all these people there, they're just yes, 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 yes. They're never told no. And I think that's when you get into trouble.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I think, you know, I didn't mind being solo because there's blessings and curses yeah. of both. Yeah. You know, one, you get to, you know, just, you know, run whatever you want to do.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
Yeah. yeah. But in other ways, I really enjoy the camaraderie.
I'm sure.
It's really, that's really nice. Yeah. I think, you know, it goes back to that that rule number two of Rosie is united we stand, divided we fall. Yeah. I think no matter what, human beings like company.
Of course.
Don't you think?
We just like you said, we
want to travel.
Naturally, yeah, social beings. Yes. Even when you don't.
And they
like
have studies that, you know, you live longer when you have a tribe
That's
around
so true.
You.
Have you seen that documentary?
Which one?
Blue Zones.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah,
there's yeah. A, there's I haven't a, seen it.
Yeah.
Because we have a blue zone here in California.
That is true. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you do. I've forgotten what it's called.
And it's because of some religion that's very prominent there.
So basically, it's not what it really is about. It's a few different things because they're in very different parts of the world, these blue zones. There's one in Japan, one in Italy, one in America, and a couple of other places.
And blue zones are, for people that don't know this, the most centurions, right?
They live to 100.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's one thing is about work. Don't give up work, right? So you don't have to be really hard at
just
it.
Don't stop.
Just
don't
stop. Keep moving.
Yeah. The other one is family. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're living close by your relatives so they help you a little bit. Mm-hmm. The other thing is community. So whether it's through, you know, religion or sport or something like that. Yeah. It was a few, and diet. It was just balance. Yeah. Like, it wasn't extreme.
No, it's mainly a Mediterranean diet. So it's like lots of veggies, you know, just a little meat.
Nothing was extreme.
Yeah. Nothing extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like very doable.
Oh, so okay. Yeah. So
then why don't we all do this?
So you're in you're in the blue zone.
I'm trying to get my blue zone. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
guys,
I forget what city it is, but yeah. All right, let's finish up on the book before I get into like the real fun stuff here. Okay. So I have to imagine, because you're thinking this is gonna be a 3-book series, right? Mm-hmm. Have you written the next one yet?
Or
you...
I've done number two.
Okay.
And I've got it back from the editor and I'm doing notes now, which is the hardest bit.
Yeah.
Because it's like doing an operation on a body. Yeah. You're having to like, oh, should I take that bit out? Yeah. It's like rubbing things out and making decisions. Yes. When you're writing, and you'll probably go into this the next time. When you're writing, it's like just going on an adventure.
Yeah, you're just going with
it. And it's you just a bit more fluidity and you get sort of lost a little bit. But this is kind of a bit more like surgery.
Yeah, you have to go in.
Well, with this story... Did you plan on 3 books at the beginning?
Yeah.
So do you know how it's all going to end?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. I asked other writers, and there's this one guy called William Boyd, and he wrote Any Human Heart. He's like amazing. It's like the Beethoven. It'd be like me giving Humpty Dumpty to Beethoven when he read my book, right? The first draft. And he gave me, this was like 7 years ago, and he really helped me. And he said, rewrite it, do this, blah, blah, blah. And he says, actually, what the best thing to do is structure it before you start. So you have this skeleton of what happens, which I didn't do on number one, but number two I did, and it makes it faster.
It makes it so much easier. I mean, when I went to university, I had to write.
What did you study?
Well, I studied finance, but...
Okay, that's quite useful.
Yeah. I mean, if I did finance, it would be so useful.
Now you're an artist. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I had to write so many research papers just for my other courses and, you know, like 30, 40-page papers, you know, and without doing an outline.
Every
point you want to hit, it would just be a nightmare. But, like, in your head, you're like, oh, but that's going to take some sort of doing an outline. It's worth it.
It's like a beat sheet in TV.
It's worth it. Put your work in the outline and then literally just filling in the gaps.
There you go.
And it makes it so much easier.
So much easier.
Yeah.
Yes. I sort of learned as I went.
Yeah.
Really learning that process.
I mean, that's how you basically learn.
Are we thinking of a screen adaptation?
I cannot confirm or deny. Okay.
Because it sounds like it would be such a movie.
Yeah. It already sounds out.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay, we love.
This is one I'm going to really enjoy because I love these type of books, again, because I love listening to Audible at night.
It is an Audible. Exact, yeah. You can, but I don't know if it will send you to sleep. It's quite,
oh, no,
I don't
it's quite abrasive.
To. Yeah, no.
There's two songs in it as well.
Oh, that's right.
You scan it,
yeah,
and you get two songs. Oh,
okay, great. So original songs coming, yes, with a book that doesn't happen much at all, no, with books. No. So, okay, how did you think of this? And have we heard the song yet?
They are out.
Okay.
But you can only get it on the book. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what it is. Right, so I've got a six-year-old. And when he was about three, there was this book which had nursery rhymes in the back of the book, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, and you just scan the get. And I thought, what about that if adults could do that? Yeah. You know, on an adult or young adult book, you could scan it and get your own music. Because,
yeah,
Rosie Frost, she's for adults as well. Like, my husband's read it. Like, all sorts of people are,
yeah,
reading it.
No, it's that age. I can't wait to read it,
yeah. I wonder if we've got some spare copies in the car.
Oh, no. We'll get it. I like to... My thing is with friends that write books, I always buy it because I just always want to support.
Oh, okay. You know, like, okay, very nice. Book, very,
but, like,
nice.
I just feel like I always want to, like, you know.
Okay, that's very respectful.
Yeah.
Very nice. Good for you. Well done, Mom.
So we're definitely getting it. I can't, okay, wait. All right. So let's go back to the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Watford, which is kind of like the overspill of London.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my mother's Spanish, my father, he's not alive, he's very English.
Yeah.
Very English.
And how,
I'm
did
a cocktail.
Meet? How did she get from Spain to England?
She was, I think she was a nanny. Mm-hmm. And so she came over and that she married my father very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So when did you start performing?
Probably when I was a little girl. My mother was at work and she was cleaning a big library.
Yeah.
And the library had like big long tables and I would get on top of the table. My father actually liked Shirley Temple.
I was going to say, yeah, like Shirley Temple.
Oh my God,
yeah.
We just brought up Shirley Temple last week.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if she had passed or not. And I don't,
yeah,
think
she has.
No, she,
yeah,
has.
Aww. She passed long, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. She was the United Nations ambassador. But yeah, my father tried to put me on stage when I was six, as I said, and... because he always thought, you know, he wanted to get an English Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's when I started doing it, really.
Were you more into music or acting first?
If I'm on it, a bit of both. Mm-hmm. You know, I started writing stories at a very young age as well. So it was a bit of both. Yeah. You know, I think performing, you're getting attention, validation from parents going, oh, look.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about taking those stories you created as a kid and turn them into a fun little coffee table book?
No.
No. like, I don't want anyone to read that.
No, they're not
absolutely,
that good.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No. Azuria. No.
Could be cute.
Could be cute.
Andy Cohen, his first book was great because he just, oh, yeah.
Sleepaway Camp.
It's Sleepaway Camp letters. He would, like, from his parents.
Well, those are funny. My parents still have hilarious. My letters when I went to, like, Sleepaway Camp.
Oh my God, that's
so
quite
funny.
Sweet though.
It's sweet, but
is
so
it like,
funny.
Dear mummy, I miss you?
Yeah, but I mean, he would just
these
say
people are horrible.
I mean, I would just say, hey, blah, blah, blah. This tasted like, and I don't want to go swimming and it's cold. I just complained and all.
See, I never
life.
Went to summer camp. I went. Our summer camp was for 5 days. So
yeah.
That's not really. You go for 2 months when y'all go places,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a month. My sister would go for two.
And we had to sleep in tents. Like legit.
No.
Is this a bit like, what was that movie with Lindsay Lohan?
Yes. The Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Just
Parent
like
Trap.
That, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Which is quite nice.
It was nice. I mean,
yeah,
it was expensive.
Fun.
It was like a nice, but like I just hated leaving my parents. I had like separation anxiety.
That's
but once
quite
I got
nice.
There, I loved it. Yeah, it was always a...
Do you know what I've just saw, which gave me the creeps?
Oh, the dead girl?
I just wanted to tell somebody. Through the window, there is a swing of this dolly figure with reddish hair and very green-gray skin and like red eyes and dark pupils glaring at me.
She's just staring.
We call her Ginger.
She is. Ginger is officially dead.
Yeah, Ginger.
She's been with me for a while, and she does create the one that
she's
really.
She's quite Shirley Temple.
Yeah,
she's very Shirley
yeah,
Temple.
She's a
but
young
the one
Jerry
that gets
Halliwell.
Everyone is Mike Myers over there.
That's horrible. At nighttime,
at
you get
nighttime,
scared.
Every time I walk into the kitchen, it's just like, oh,
who's there? Why do you think people like Halloween?
One, I love it because you can be someone you're not. And kind of just disappear into a character. I think that's always fun. And I love being scared because there's some kind of...
Me too.
There's an adrenaline you get after being scared.
So that's right? What you're after is chasing... Okay.
Yeah. I do this thing on Instagram, the hashtag Lance Scares, and all I do is just scare him, and it...
I'm the jumpiest it makes person me so happy. In the world.
It makes everyone happy.
So many people.
So just brings a smile to people's faces.
The power of like scaring him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's great. So many.
And I don't even do
dozens
it.
And dozens
there.
And dozens of videos.
It's nothing
this
elaborate.
Sounds like it's very Tom and Jerry, you two.
Yeah.
If he said he hated it, I'd stop it.
I think it's funny. I mean, but I get scared, but I'm always laughing after it because I'm so ridiculous. Like, he doesn't do anything. He just stands just behind stand corners there. And I just walk there with like, he's a camera waiting and then that's it. I'm scared.
Now, we've said this story many times on this show. I don't know why we tell this story about the Spice Girls, but
go on.
Because we were talking about how in all the groups, you start to kind of get into this persona that's kind of put on you. I became the quiet, shy one, which I wasn't really at all. Y'all got your names from, I think, Top of the Pops magazine.
Yeah.
So, you know, they put Scary Spice and Ginger Spice and then Baby Spice. Did you feel like that really was your character, or did you really start leaning into that once everyone started calling?
For me, I don't feel like anyone put anything on us.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I actually think we all put on our Batman suits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter what
for
it is.
Sure, yeah.
Anybody does, whether they're a teacher or a banker, they put on their suit and then that's their persona and they go to work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we can all sort of lean into that. So it's for me, I think it's just something that you put on and it's okay. Yeah. It's not fake. It's just a part of you, a room in your house. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That you can celebrate and enjoy. Yeah. You know, it's funny because as I was coming here, I was like, oh, Lance is baby.
Am I baby?
Uh-oh. Yeah. That's why I said I went, you're to me, the energy.
Did you dress up as baby?
No, but actually, we're not talking about, I'm not talking about actually the aesthetic. Well, you've got the big blue eyes.
No, I know what you mean.
But I'm talking about as in you're so easy to like. So easy to like.
I did play Emma in one of the music videos in Germany. It was,
there you go.
I did not make a good Baby Spice.
But you know what I mean? You've got that sort of very, like everyone sweet, likes you.
She lived at my house for a while.
There you go.
I moved to New York and so she rented my house when I lived in New York.
Nice.
But I never got to meet her. I don't think.
She's very nice.
Yeah.
She's
a few stories. Remember, and your dogs escape and they were brought to prison by...
what?
They were brought to dog jail by Victoria.
By Victoria, that's right. So I live next door to Victoria for... You mean years ago? And my dogs, I had just moved into this house and I didn't know there was a hole in the gate.
What dog was it?
Not these two. Dingo and Foster. They were like my big first dogs I had when I moved to LA. And so they escaped and I was at a club. And then I get a call. They're like, hi, we have your dogs at Beverly Hills Jail. I'm like, what? And so I had to leave the club, go, and they're behind bars. Like these dogs are behind bars. I'm like, okay.
Is that what happens? They go to dog jail.
I had no idea. This is the first time I've ever heard this. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, who found them? And like, oh, it was Victoria Beckham and David Beckham next door. I'm like, oh, okay. Nice. I didn't know they were my neighbors, but there you go.
Okay. And then they went to dog jail.
Yeah, they went to dog jail.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was cute, though. It was really cute.
I used to go to that dog park.
Which one? In Beverly Hills?
There's like everyone goes to that dog park up the... In the West Hollywood.
I know what you're talking about.
Then there's
Runyon Canyon.
Oh yeah, Runyon.
That's it.
That gets a little crowded.
Listen, we haven't been to Runyon in like a decade.
Oh, really? It's too crowded now.
Looking back at your time, especially your early career with the girls, do you have a moment that stands out that you're like, wow, I can't believe we got to do that?
One time we were in this airport in Germany.
Yeah,
these five boys started singing and very beautifully.
Please tell me it's the Backstreet Boys.
It's stuck with her ever since.
We've had some amazing...
I mean, so many.
It's hard to pin down one.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I feel very privileged, as I'm sure you do, to have experienced that. And it's, I think if anybody, obviously, that's a unique experience. For anyone that hasn't, I think it's like university friends or school friends that you have a specific time together and go on an adventure together. It's very unique.
Yep.
So I sort of like the little things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say that too about my guys. I'm like, this was our college years.
Yeah.
This is my fraternity. And
there you go.
That's great. And then you'll never lose that bond. Like what you do as a teenager, that is your, that's your people. Yeah. Even if you'll love them, you'll hate them. I mean, every emotion will come up, but like that's who you can always kind of go back and depend on.
Yes. Yeah. What happened to the other ones?
I don't know. I don't keep in touch with them really. No, they're all great. We've all remained very close throughout the years. And
where do they live?
Let's see, Nashville, Orlando, LA. Justin's everywhere, Montana, Los Angeles, Bahamas. And then, yeah, JC's here. So LA, Nashville, Orlando.
It was Tony.
Tony?
Fatone.
Oh, Fatone.
Yeah,
yes.
Joey Fatone.
Of course, Joey. Yes. Is he the one that stands out in your mind? Because I'm sure.
No, his name.
Yeah. Joey Fatone.
Yeah. And what happened to him?
He's still doing. He hosts a lot of television. Okay. So he went to television after.
Nice.
But now we're all kind of singing again together. Okay. So we'll see.
We'll see where that goes.
You know, we all got together for a movie we can't mention.
Yeah.
Until this strike is over. But yeah, so we finally recorded a song after
it's quite cute.
Years. Yeah, it's fun. Do you think you girls would ever do another reunion?
Potentially. I think every has its time. At the moment, I was like, do you know what? Rosie Frost, she deserves my attention. I love being with the girls. So if and when that opportunity arose, great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, if there might be a future for NSYNC, a Spice Girls NSYNC stadium tour would sound really nicely. We could split the stage where perform over here for like five songs and then y'all take over this one over here and the fans kind of go back and forth and it could be kind of fun. Just saying.
You've thought about this.
I might have had a dream.
You know what I'm really liking about you is your accent.
Oh, my southern accent's coming out.
It comes out.
It's so nice.
Because my parents were here last week, so.
Okay, when you say y'all, is there a word that gets you into it?
So many words.
So many words. Yeah, I mean, y'all, of course. Y'all. But if I even think of my mom.
My mom.
Yeah,
is there a word?
I mean.
Well, he says certain words like foil, pinch. Or coil.
Peach.
Like, pinch someone.
A pinch.
Yeah. Is pinch.
I'm going to pinch you.
No, pinch. Pinch.
So we say, I'm going to pinch you 10 times on the cement.
On the what? On the semen.
On the cement.
No, semen. Oh.
On the what?
Cement.
On the cement.
They say cement.
Like a cement pond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. On the cement. The cement. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pinch you. Or peach.
Pinch.
Paint
you 10 times on the cement.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Very helpful. You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God.
That's right. It's perfect.
No, it's a very nice accent.
You know, it's forever.
It sounds gentlemanly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can be, but.
You have like a subtle one.
But when I started with NSYNC, everyone made fun of it so much. So I really wanted to drop it as quickly as I could. So I worked on just not sounding like that. But now I kind of appreciate it in my older years. I'm like, oh, I like a little southern accent.
It's very nice.
Yeah. It's good.
You're in
good.
Your own lane.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's fun.
Nice.
Well, Jerry, I know you have to go, but it's been such a pleasure getting to know you, seeing you after this many years.
And more importantly, I have to say my first concert was the Spice Girls.
Oh, that's right.
But
really?
I have one grievance. I went to the concert like 2 months after you left.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But then
I was there in spirit.
In spirit, you were. I was like 10 years old. It's my first concert.
Okay.
But then I went when you did the reunion tour when I was in college. I went right back. So
I had my
moment.
That's
of course,
great.
Thank you.
My first CD I ever got was
amazing.
Yeah,
Spice Girls. My first CD too.
Sometimes it's weird when you see someone that you know on the thing and then you see them in real life. Yeah. And
it was my first CD I purchased. My first concert.
Amazing.
Aww.
Thank you so much for supporting.
Listen.
That's so nice. Both
you owe
really
all
nice
your success
you
for me. Yes,
gorgeous.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I wish you the best with your family.
Oh, thank you.
So
you
nice.
Too.
And thank you for having me.
Are you spending more time in LA or England these days?
A little bit of America. Do you know what? I don't think I would have had the success I've had if it wasn't for America.
Really?
Because America says to me when I was a child, you can be anything and do anything. That's very America.
Very America.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I've been coming over here for Rosie Frost.
Yeah.
And so I'm coming back in both. Yeah. Bit of both.
But America just loves you just in general, especially the gay community.
I love the gay community. I do
love
the gay
Jerry Halliwell.
Oh my God.
Do you know, I mean, what can I say? I mean, George Michael. I flirted with George Michael. My gaydar was so off. Yeah. And I thought so I was going to marry him.
Look, if George Michael could be your gay best friend, that's kind of amazing.
He's
that's
amazing.
The ultimate GBF.
I lived with him just not far up the road. So he's very nice.
I'd only met him a couple times, but he seemed such a lovely guy.
He was amazing. He was absolutely amazing.
Just as a talent, amazing.
Such a talent. That's perfume. So.
And gave back so much.
He did, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no one really even learned about that until after he passed. Yeah. He kept a lot of that hidden.
I think the more you give to the world will give to you.
I agree with that. So. If everyone would understand that.
Yeah. It's a nice thing. Thank you very much.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, 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 Turkey.
Well,
how are you feeling? You just left the house?
I know.
I want to say that y'all got along famously.
I think we did.
And maybe you're her new GBF.
I think I could be. Okay. Actually, I'm going to have to kill her other friend she came with today.
Oh, that's her GBF?
Yes, that's her good friend.
Oh my gosh. I thought he was working with her, so I thought you had a shot, but you do not have a shot. I'm sorry.
Of course I have a shot. The spark was started. You all heard it. You all heard our connection. Lance
what
a is a
lovely,
hater.
Lovely woman.
I know.
So smart.
Smart.
I love her wisdom.
Yeah.
Like really, you can tell that she has done the work of just, really finding herself mm-hmm. and wanting to do good. And this whole girl power thing that she helped start in the 90s is still going on today with her books.
Especially now.
Yeah, I think it is so important. Everything that she was talking about, I'm like, yeah, 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 it makes sense. Yeah, totally. And it's just nice to be reminded every once in a while of that.
I know.
Yeah.
And I actually am excited to read that book.
Yeah.
It sounds like a new Hunger Games kind of something.
This is so up my alley.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you know, I'm listening to one right now that reminds me of what she was talking about because it is a series of shorter books.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of the name of them? Oh my gosh.
I always fall asleep within the first 2 minutes of you listening to this book.
So this one sounds like I won't be able to fall asleep as much because it's more action packed. The reason I started this other book was because it was, I Googled what audibles make you fall asleep the quickest. And it's this book that's actually action packed. There's like dinosaurs and time travel and all that type of stuff. Oh, something about St. Mary's.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a school of historians that go back in time to observe historical events, but it's very 007 crazy. Yeah.
But I literally had no idea that was what that podcast was about, you've been listening to it.
No way.
Like, there's just people talking. Like, I have not been able to piece anything
because
together.
It's very important to narrate. Oh, I didn't ask her who was going to narrate. I hope she is.
Hopefully you are.
Well,
she says you have a great voice.
Oh, great voice for Audible.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Morgan Freeman. So I think that this is going to be really fun to listen to. But the reason that I chose the St. Mary's book is because it said this will put you to sleep because the narrator doesn't really play different characters. It sounds all the characters sound kind of the same.
That's why it's so hard for me to catch it because she's us talking like
this. You just
don't
know if a man's talking, if she's talking. Like, you just don't.
No.
You don't know. She doesn't change the accent slightly at all because she's British. And then there's some books like Wizard of Oz. If y'all like to listen to books, Wizard of Oz with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. She's great. She's great narrator.
She has to do like 40 different.
So many voices.
Completely different voices.
Yes.
And I was super impressed. So those are always fun. But again, not good to go to sleep too because you won't go to sleep.
Yeah, you get into it.
Yeah. How did we get off on? Oh, because she wrote a book. Why are we talking about Wizard of Oz right now? All right, guys. Well, that is all the show we have for you today. Yes. We hope you have an incredible, safe Halloween week.
Please.
Don't eat too much candy.
No.
Watch out for those apples with syringes in them. What? It's a thing.
Yeah, check for razor blades and syringes
razor
in your apples.
And apples.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. And, you know, what are we? We don't really get trick-or-treaters here.
No, we live up on a hill.
So I'm always have something, but the good thing is we have all this candy from the kids' birthday party.
I know. So it does.
That from Dylan's candy bar.
And we do not need it in this house.
No, I'm diabetic, so like, please, I will lose a leg. So they gave us some really nice candy. So if someone comes, they're going to think that we're the coolest house on the block.
I'm like, wow, they must be rich.
Yeah, they're rich. They are ratchet. I'm excited to take the kids. This is the first year they're going to be able to say, trick or treat, smell my feet.
Smell my feet.
All right, guys. That's all the show after. I've already said that before. I'm just like, I don't know why. I guess I'm just so excited that we had.
Yeah, goodbye and spice up your life.
Spice up your life. All right, guys. Well, until next time, be good to each other. Don't drink and drive, especially this week on Halloween. Take care of those animals. And remember, spice up your life.
You got me.
And Frosted. Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turchinart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.